This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
98FM. Now that's what I call sport podcast.
Now, the All-Ireland winning Dublin men's and ladies teams will be showing off their trophies at their homecoming today in front of over 15,000 fans at Merrion Square. The event, if you can't get there or you didn't get a ticket, will be streamed live on the Dublin City Council events Facebook page from 1:30. It'll be hosted by Marty Morrissey and live music from Key West, Owen Thomas and the Rising Suns. Interviews with former Dublin football stars. A specially commissioned video of Dublin wins, highlights from both of the finals, and loads more as well. So that's going to be a great day at Merrion Square. But before all of that, our Will O'Callaghan has been speaking to a man who has the small number of 6 All-Ireland winning medals in his trophy cabinet with the boys in blue. It's Ciarán Kilkenny.
You said, let's go party, about 40 seconds after the game finished, and you collected the 5 in a row. Have you had the chance to be able to maybe celebrate and take everything in over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, definitely. The week after the game was pretty special, getting around with the guys and family and friends and celebrating. And yeah, I think I had a lot of slagging over that one-liner. John Small is taking full credit for, I suppose, collaborating that together. So we had a really special week getting around with each other, getting around to our parents, just relaxing, talking about the game, realising how special the achievement was that we had done. And just back from the States there this morning as well, I had a really special couple of days over there, doing a few cool things over there as well. And to see how far our achievement has reached in New York City has been pretty amazing as well.
Was that special maybe just to maybe get away from everything and to be able to, you know, actually kick back and enjoy the time over in New York as well a little bit?
Yeah, it's massive. Like, come down after a couple of days of celebration and even the game itself, you're putting so much physical and mental energy towards that game. And even afterwards, on the Tuesday, like, or Wednesday, you're nearly, like, not depressed in a way, but, like, it's a massive come down. So in previous years, I felt it's been good getting away and just doing something for a week and relaxing and having a bit of fun and getting away from it all now. And I suppose now it'll be a come down from coming back from the States now and then getting back to reality. And we've got club championship now on the weekend, so to get back into the club and the lads would be great as well.
What kind of stuff did you get up to while you were over in New York then?
Yeah, just played a bit of golf, went to a few sports games, and then got around to a few nice restaurants, and got to a few Irish bars and friends that we have over there then as well, to pay a visit to them, and a couple of nightclubs and stuff like that. Like, so it was cool, a couple of days.
In terms of the achievement, as you say, it's historic. First ever men's team to do 5 All-Ireland titles in a row. As a player, do you get to contextualise that at all, or are you just so focused on trying to win in that particular season? Does this feel like something different maybe to the previous ones?
Definitely after the game, it felt like something different, because it was subconsciously, people are saying this 5 in a row, drive for 5 all the time to you, and you're trying to keep us focused and not let it take any energy away from you, because the family, friends, supporters, I mean the best intentions, but you can't get sucked into that too much, because you have to take each game, each play, each day at a time and be so focused. But at the end of it, it just was a massive relief. You have 100 different emotions coming at you, joy, pride, you know, elation. There's so many emotions coming, and at the end it was just, I've never experienced anything like that before. Getting around, the first 2 guys I've seen was James McCarthy, Declan Darcy, who are like a brother and uncle to me, so to see them guys after the game was really, really, really important, happy and proud moment for me.
Was 5 in a row, or drive for 5, or whatever phrase wants to be used, was that actually discussed inside the camp at all during the year?
Not really. It's kind of once or twice now, but no, we're just so focused on performing, and I suppose performance is the most important thing to us as a group. I suppose all that stuff out on the outside, It is history, what we created, but it's kind of not pageantry kind of in a way that, but for us it's just all about performing. But yeah, we do realise what was at stake, because if we weren't successful this year, it would have taken any team another 4 years to win another four All-Irelands to be in the position to do this special achievement that no team had ever done before. So of course it was something special, and I think everyone realised what was at stake.
We're talking stats a lot today. Just to throw your stats from the replay at you in that man of the match performance. 40 possessions during the game. You kicked 4 points. You had 33 out of 34 passes, 2 assists and 2 turnovers. Yeah. Probably as good a game as you've ever had for Dublin.
You forgot the block. Because I was delighted with the performance, but for me the big play for me was the block. Just from chatting to when the coaches, Declan Darcy, before the game, he just told me, and Jim and Jason, they just said, go at it, Kieran, go after it, use your endurance, use your ability, go after it. I want to see you going after, turning the guy over, getting a block and doing the best you can. So for me to get that block towards the end of the game was one of the best moments for me in the game, because I paid attention to the player, Jack Sherwood. I knew he was left-footed when he pulled the trigger, I blocked the ball, and that was down to the preparation that we'd put in. But also I was going back in the best position for the team and looking to help the team get a turnover and get the ball back and get the ball up the field. So I was delighted with that, delighted with my performance and the team's collective performance. After the first game, I was happy enough after the first game. I felt like I had created a good few scores and a lot of ball, but the coaches and a few players just got to me after the game and said, Kieran, you need to go out. We want you to go out to game the next day, and that gave me great confidence to just go out and be free and just go out and, you know, enjoy it and have fun. Like, so it was great to hear that.
And that sign of intent was there from the very start. You got a point within 90 seconds in the game. Was that in your mind when the game started? You want to make a really good start on an individual level as much as collectively that day?
Yeah, I just, like, in my mindset going into the game in training, it was, as soon as I get this first ball, I'm going at it. So thankfully I got the first ball. I think it could have been Murchie gave me a ball and I was straight through, got a score, and that was a sign of my intent, I suppose, from the start.
In terms of, I guess, big moments in the game, you make a bit of a break in terms of the run for Owen's goal as well, and he just goes straight through. Incredible kind of single-mindedness by him to score that goal. He seemed determined nothing was going to stop him straight from the throw-in.
Yeah, that's just Owen, like, he just has an electric pace. He's a great fella. He prepares better than anyone else. And like, I think that could have been his first ever championship score.
What a way to get one, eh?
Yeah, and phenomenal. And he just, to see him, he was like a hare, and David Moran was like so close to catching him. Like, and but he's like one of those hare that just flinged ahead, and he just got ahead, and he just was so in the moment then that he pulled the trigger, and a lovely hit outside the boot into the corner. I felt it was a big game changer in the game, like a big turning point in the game, and both teams are just tit for tat after that. Score for Kerry, score for Dublin, score for Kerry, score for Dublin. And then towards the end of the game, I felt that we started getting on top and we created a couple of goal chances that we could have got as well. So I felt that we really performed and were really strong coming towards the end of the game. And that's a testament to the panel that we have.
One of the most memorable moments probably in the game, your fourth point, that pass from Dermot Connolly. Now, the only thing is, I'm not 100% sure, was that pass not for Conn O'Callaghan as opposed to for you? What do you think?
For me, when I was looking at his eyes, and when you're reading about his player's body language, in that moment you can kind of have a guess what he's doing or what he's thinking. I felt he was passing to me because I was in behind my player, and he's the only player that can kind of, well, a lot of other lads to do, but just the kind of trajectory of the pass that he can kick was just like a bullet came straight into my chest. And it wasn't the pass that I thought was the best thing. It was the turnover before that. He turned the guy over before that, which was massive. Like, the guy was, and he just was so strong. The ball flicked out, he won possession, and then he hit an incredible pass after that. Like, I just thought that was a really nice play.
Obviously, there was a lot of talk about him coming back into the panel, and, you know, originally he was going to be going to play for Boston for the summer, and then that fell through. I'm sure you were delighted to get him back in, because that extra bit of quality, even when you've got a team full of stars, is always welcome in, isn't it?
Yeah, and his mindset when he came in was brilliant as well. He's just like, guys, I'm in here to help you guys be the best you can be, help you this year get over the line. And that he's been like that since he came in to the group. And we felt like he wasn't gone away at all. Like, but you'd miss him within the group. And like any other guy that has left the group, like, you miss these guys around the place. So to have him back in the group in the year that was in was really, really special.
You were in America at the time, but you probably heard earlier this week the councillors have voted to give Jim Gavin the freedom of the city. I'm sure you're going to say it's very much deserved for him.
Absolutely delighted and very deserving from Jim. He's the biggest Gael Dublin guy, person that you meet, so well deserved, so proud of him, so well deserved, and just I suppose it's a testament to what he's done with this group and what he's done for Dublin as well.
Jim always comes across as an extremely humble man anytime that he's interviewed. In terms of what he brings to the camp, is it organisation? What is it that he brings that maybe brings you to a different level then?
He brings everything. Like, he's a Gael, he's a GA person, how he thinks of the game, he's a facilitator, he gets the best people he feels in for every position within the group. He's a great guy, he's a great humour to him. Like, he's a funny guy, and he's a great wit about him, and then he's just so understanding and supportive of the players, and we're so lucky to have him and all the rest of the guys that are involved in the group.
I'm sure you're very hopeful he's going to stay around then.
Oh, we'd be honoured and privileged to have the management set up stay around for another year, so please God they do.
Your kind of change in approach to the game, I remember when you were breaking through as an under 21, got 7 years ago now at this stage, you were very much seen as kind of an inside forward, the guy who was going to get the scores for the team. You play, I think I've heard it described at this stage, almost like a point guard from the number 11 jersey at this stage. It's about control and possession, it's about making the passes, it's about making everyone else work. Yeah. Have you enjoyed making that transition maybe a bit further back in the team?
Yeah, I just love doing what's right for the team. I love decision making. I love my favourite time of the game is when the game's in the melting pot. You need to get on the ball, you need to make a play, you need to make a play for the team, you need to make the right play for the team, more importantly. I love that when it's in that pressure moment in the game and you have to make the right play. We're so fortunate to have such a great inside forward, so my mindset would always be just get these guys on the ball, get the right guy on the ball. But I suppose last day, to bring that mindset into my play going forward would be great as well, but it's all about getting the balance though as well, because you do want to get the guys on the ball as well. So it's just about getting the balance between selfless and then going at it as well.
As Dublin players, I think over the last three or four seasons, you've become very good at using possession very cleverly at times to maybe kill the game. And against Kerry, that was seen particularly in the last 10 minutes or so. Is that something that you've made a very active effort to do, to be able to maybe rest with the ball, be able to control games when you do have a lead?
Yeah, it's massively important. You have to be so patient, because, for example, when we were playing Kerry the last day, they had Paul Murphy as their plus one. They kept him as their plus one for the last, most of the last 10, 15 minutes. So we had an extra man in defense. We were a couple of points ahead. That possession was really important at that stage, because if we did get a turnover, then that would have given them the opportunity to get an offensive play, and potentially they could have got a goal. The talent they have is phenomenal. You have to realise the talent that they have. So they weren't pushing forward, so I suppose we weren't under that pressure to move the ball forward in them place.
When you look at the youth profile of that Kerry team, potentially there'll be a very interesting rivalry between the two counties over the next few years.
Oh, the talent they have is phenomenal, and they've much more guys that are going to break into the team and are going to get their chance. It's going to be the start of a great rivalry between both teams.
It must be very interesting at training, and when you look at the quality that you guys have to come into games as well, because looking at the final replay, you've got Philly McMahon coming on, Keno Sullivan coming on, Kevin McMenamin, Dermot Connolly to come off the bench in an All-Ireland final replay. That has to help massively to even just keep everyone focused in terms of training and everyone at their top level.
Yeah, these guys are legends of the game. They'll go down as legends of Dublin GA and legends of GA in general. And these guys are all individually exceptional talents, but they also have an exceptional experience. So to have these guys come on and finish the game is incredible. The analogy that we're all the foot soldiers going in, we're the front line going into the game, and then you've got these guys, the cavalry, that are coming in to finish the job. They're on the horses ready to come and finish the job. So to have these guys coming in is, we're really lucky to have them.
Interesting period for the Kilkenny family as well. Your cousin gets player of the game in the All-Ireland Camogie final. An interesting few weeks for the family. I know you've got a very strong family connection with Galway as well.
Yeah, Niamh would be I can't remember the exact connection, but she'd be a second or third cousin, so and would always be have chatted to the family down through the years. Her sister Orla, who plays her, who was on the management team, and then Sinead, her sister, who was principal in Athenry as well, would have met her before. So it was pretty special and unique that two Kilkennys were to get both Man of the Match awards. Like, that was pretty cool. Like, so that was really nice. And she's a phenomenal hurler. Like, I was watching the game, she was a really, really great final. So it was a delight for her to win that.
Six Celtic crosses now at this stage. You're not even 27 years of age. Yeah. Do you have to pinch yourself somewhat when you think about that amount of success?
Yeah, like it's I suppose when you get to the stage where you're 30, late 30s, 40s, 50s, that you'll kind of be able to sit back and really, I suppose, you know, take it all in and realise, but just so lucky to be healthy, and playing health is so important. Like, anything can happen around the corner, so just have to enjoy each moment as you can. And like, even speaking on the plane there to on the way home, like, you just have to look at something new now for next year that you want to improve on, and you want to be content when you're finishing up your career that you gave yourself the best shot that you could and that you have no regrets.
Is it difficult to keep that hunger level up, or is that something that naturally comes from maybe the group of players you have now?
Oh, naturally comes from the group of players, but each year there's a different motivation for you. Like, one year might be, you know, like, there's something different every year that is a key driver for you to get you into that space, wanting to be the best you can be. But it's like going into a table tennis game. You're always wanting to win. Like, you're always going to want win a game, whether it's table tennis or it's pool or whatever it is. Like, you're playing, you always want to win, and they always have that innate hunger and winning mentality when you're going into a game.
On a very final note, I'm sure you're very aware of the debate that goes on around Dublin's funding and about the idea of Dublin being split, and these arguments have been happening over the last couple of years. How, as a player, did you feel about the fact there was a primetime special 4 days after you'd lifted the Sam Maguire? Did that, we had talked about it in the group, or how did you feel about it?
Yeah, it was, I thought it was a bit ridiculous. Like, you know, I thought it was unfair on us guys. Like, for us, like, to see so much positivity from people after the game was phenomenal and so heartwarming for us. Because like, we've worked so hard to be in the position that we have been, our families, everything, have given up so much, the people down to years, volunteers, they've given so much time and their own time for us to be in this position. It's been phenomenal, and to see the positivity, so I think the positivity outweighs the negativity sometimes. We do get a lot of negative press a lot of times, which is can be
does that annoy you when you hear stuff like that?
Well, like, you're just the things, the people close to you are the most important to you and to the group. But I thought it was a bit ridiculous now, but that's, people are always going to be discussing things, that's just the nature of the world. But the positivity we got from people, I thought, was incredible. Like, even in New York and all around the world, like it's been really, really special. Like,
you have another celebration to look forward to in terms of the homecoming, along with the ladies team, who of course won their three in a row less than 24 hours after you won. Mick Bowen, the manager, was saying to us a couple of weeks ago he wanted to turn it into a weekend festival for Dublin, and I guess there's a festival now to look forward to for both teams and their remarkable success as well.
Yeah, like, to see the ladies win as well, like, I'm really looking forward to this Sunday now, homecoming, all the boys and girls that'll be there, men and women that'll be there to celebrate the men and women of Dublin. So that's going to be a really cool weekend.
98 FM's. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.